This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Simple science-based practices can transform the way your lawn and garden grow. For January's K-State Garden Hour, Pottawatomie County Extension agent Shannon Blocker explored soil health through the powerful combination of physical, chemical, and biological functions that can help boost resilience, create a thriving landscape, and provide for long-term soil vitality.
Soil health is really the combination of those physical, biological, and the chemical aspects of soil. So the best management practices are ways that we should try to limit or reduce compaction, how we can minimize tillage, how we want to try to keep the soil in place, how we can add organic matter and make it a change to some of those soil physical properties, and why we would need to maintain a more natural soil profile. In our efforts to limit or reduce compaction, we really shouldn't work wet soils. We really don't want to go out there and do any tillage, try to plant things. When soils are really wet, we would like to stay off of them because traffic and even our garden tools that we're using will have negative impacts in regards to compaction. Reducing or minimizing tillage. One of the key things that I think about is that some people will actually choose to use their rototiller possibly weekly or extremely regularly as a method of weed control. And I would say that from a soil health standpoint, that is not a best practice. Trying to develop a situation where you only are going to till or work with your largest body of your soil once a year, or even possibly less, is actually a great idea. If you're going to have to lower your pH and you want to incorporate sulfur, do that when you're already going to be doing compost, fertilizer, and things like that. Soil health also is helped by conserving soil. You know, choosing a location that doesn't have a lot of slope can be really a help in your garden practices. Organic matter is almost always a great idea. You've probably heard always, and it is, but there are a few caveats that I really want to mention in regards to adding organic matter in regards to soil health. And the advantages are that aggregate stability, the infiltration, and the water holding capacity. You know, a sandier soil doesn't have a great ability to hold on to water, but if we add organic material to that, water can be held by that organic material much more effectively. And so we can make some positive changes by doing those kinds of things. One of the challenges that we run across at times is that we hear that organic matter is what we want to always do, and it's the solution. I would say that in many ways it is, but our source of organic matter can become an issue for us. And maintaining a natural soil profile, basically, we don't want to try to change our soil texture by adding sand. In many cases, that would result in something resembling concrete. So don't do that. And then one of the things that I think is really important for gardening is to create that gentle transition between an improved soil. So maybe you're doing a raised bed where you have improved that soil, but you wanted to make a gentle transition because water in particular is very sensitive to change. It doesn't really like it. And so a gentle transition and allowing that to occur by like adding some compost to the existing soil, mixing it together, and then adding your improved soil and mixing that a little bit and then going with your improved soil on top. Those kinds of situations when building beds are in our best interest to help with infiltration and some of those natural soil profile factors.
That's Pottawatomie County Extension Agent Shannon Blocker with information on how to improve soil health. To listen to the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on Most Recent Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.